Blog Talk Radio.
Your host of The Philosophy Show. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. And today is Wednesday night, same time, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday morning. Today's episode is episode 132, and it's titled Bernie Sanders, quote-unquote, enough is enough. That's one of those phrases that he's kind of known for. And then the subtitle is Style, Substance, Volume, and Perception. And you can also check out my YouTube site, youtube.com/blastoffreshair. It's a call-in show. It's a half-an-hour show every Wednesday night. And that live call-in number, if you'd like, is area code 646-929-1344. And so I'm going to make a case of probably Bernie Sanders would be a good choice right now if you're an independent voting. And we do have a caller on the line. We're going to bring him in about a minute here, or her, or whoever it is. The case that, you have Trump out there on the Republican side, and I think in the Democrat side you have Hillary versus Bernie. And I think, Bernie is probably the better choice. There's still a chance. There's about a little less than half the states remaining, and you never know. Hillary might get charged for something or have to drop out for some reason. So just for that reason alone, he should stay in. But he does have a chance, and I do think, if people saw the issues, they would actually agree with him more. So anyways, without further ado, let's introduce our first caller here. And also one other thing is, a third party might not be a bad thing either. You never know. Maybe Jesse Ventura or someone might run later on. And, thank you for calling the Philosophy Show. Please introduce yourself and tell us what's on your mind this evening. You're on.
Yeah, when you mention, Bernie, or a third party, the closest one that would probably best represent Bernie Sanders will be Jill Stein for the Green Party. Because she stands for a lot of things that Bernie Sanders stands. And it's funny because, you think that it would be Hillary Clinton because, they're both Democrats. But, of course, Bernie Sanders has ran as his independent before, But, Hillary Clinton is not anywhere close to Bernie Sanders if you compare Jill Stein. Hillary Clinton doesn't want the free health care for all, which all major countries have. Except the United States. Hillary Clinton doesn't want to do like what Bernie says, the college, the free college intuition. She doesn't want to do that. The list goes on. They're not the same at all. And in fact, if you compare Jill Stein and Bernie Sanders, they both don't take money from the big corporate media. They both don't have big donors. Super PACs. So, I would say that Jill Stein would be plan B in case Bernie Sanders loses the primaries.
Yeah, okay, so let me agree with that. And I guess I'll have to do something that I don't want to do is be devil's advocate for Hillary Clinton and see what your logic is. But I will agree that if you're a third party candidate this year, you might have one of the best chances you've had in a long time. And because you have two of the most, if it's Trump versus Hillary Clinton, you would have two of the most despised candidates the other side really doesn't like. So a lot of independents would be turned off by both of them. And And I would say this, if it is Hillary versus Trump, one advantage of voting for a third party is that, you know, when they run again in 4 more years, they'll have matching funds, and that will really help the whole third party movement as a whole. And we have to look in a big picture and not, you know, just write what's today or tomorrow or even this year or the next 4 years. I mean, we have to think about 25 years on out. And so, and that means never, you know, not compromising your principles. Now, Hillary would say, you know, she's more electable, and she would also say that she can get stuff done, and you're just going to have a stalemate Congress, and you're going to have a bigger chance of Trump becoming president if you vote for either Bernie or Jill Stein. So what would you say to that?
Exactly. Well, here's what I say to that. Hillary Clinton cannot fight against the establishment when she gets money from the establishment. She gets hundreds of thousands of dollars for Wall Street for making a big speech in Wall Street, which she hasn't released anyway, so we don't even know what that speech was. We don't even know what she said in that speech for Wall Street. And then one of her big donors is Time Warner Cable. And Time Warner Cable bought off CNN and a lot of other major companies. So, you know, when you see CNN heavily covers Hillary Clinton and, of course, Donald Trump. And when you look at Bernie Sanders, hardly doesn't get covered in CNN, ABC, PBS, all those bigs from the big corporate media, you know. And when you look at Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, now, what they show on the mainstream media is they show that Hillary Clinton has about twice as of the delegates as Bernie Sanders. But what they forget to show is one-third of her delegates are superdelegates. And superdelegates do not vote on what the people want. See, when you go to the voting booth, you tell the delegate who you want for president. But superdelegates don't even look at that, don't even care about that. They vote however they want. Now, to become a superdelegate, it's extremely hard. You have to be already a president before or a president now, or you have to be like one of the Senates, one of the congressmen, one of the governors, and, you know, it's very hard to be a superdelegate, by the way. So, yes, the superdelegates are the establishment, of course, and the establishment is going for Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton, by definition, is the establishment. If you want somebody to fight for the establishment, it's got to be Bernie Sanders.
Okay, all right. But we definitely don't want Trump. And even if you get Bernie Sanders, he's not going to probably get much done, right?
Well, I mean, Bernie Sanders, when he talks about every major country that has health care for all his citizens, makes perfect sense. I mean, if every major country is doing it, why not the U.S.? It's not that hard to look at it. I mean, there's millions of Americans every day, every year. I mean, if you look at the past presidents, you look at Bill Clinton, George Washington, way back. George Bush, Barack Obama, list goes on. I mean, you look at all those presidents and all the time they ran, and every time they ran, and every year, look at it, there's always been millions of Americans without health care. It's not right to always have millions of Americans without health care. It's not.
So
we shouldn't
let me ask you this.
That. We shouldn't do that as a normal thing.
Would she be worse than Trump, or just as bad, or better than Trump?
Just as bad, of course. Because right now, she flip-flopped on the Keystone Pipeline. She voted for the war in Iraq. I mean, and she's done a lot of bad things. I mean, email scandals, Benghazi. She didn't provide enough security in Benghazi. People died over there. I mean, list goes on with all the stuff she screwed up on. But let's just go on the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, she becomes the president. You don't think she'll like flip flop again and change her mind again and decide to support the Keystone Pipeline? I mean, she supported
now,
the war and then changed her mind when she decided to run.
It wasn't just one speech that she gave, that one famous speech. She's had, like, I think about 10 speeches where she's made $250,000 and a speech, you know, it must be a grand speech to get paid $250,000 to do a speech. I mean, it's about like what I'm doing now. And if I got paid $250,000 right now for what I'm doing right now or what you're doing, you know, it must be a hell of a speech. So she gave at least 10 of those. They're all, you know, to these big banks, the banks that don't mind bankrupting, you know, other countries, and they don't mind doing that. They don't mind doing that to Greece. They don't mind putting California. Remember, like 10 years ago, California had an energy crisis. They had electric bills that are like, you know, $400, $500 and stuff. It spiked like, you know, four times. I mean, these are companies that have no mercy at all. They don't mind going to war in Iraq. They have absolutely no mercy. They'll hire mercenaries. They will do, you know, I mean, just as many dirty deeds as, you know, people might claim that Trump would, I guess. So I guess there could be a point. And he's actually was against the Iraq war. So that's kind of something to think about. So you think, so she's not better than Trump, but now, as far as Bernie Sanders being able to get things done, like, I mean, he has the power to pass legislation and stuff. I mean, to sign into legislation, he could veto things. He could be overridden if with a high enough majority, but he could say something like, you know what, I'm not going to pass this bill unless if you allocate $500 billion into projects I want to do, I'm not going to pass any budget bill this year. We're just going to, you know, shut the government down or something like that. Or, you know, he has a lot of power. Or if you want, you know, to have your defense budget and your defense contracts, well, I'm going to require you to allocate this amount of the money. Or unless if you want me in your district with the bully pulpits and where the polls show that like 70% of the people disagree with you, unless if you want that kind of heat and pressure, then, you know, maybe you'll consider voting for this or that.
I mean, Hillary Clinton has made many speeches before that she's, you know, she's on the straight marriage. She thinks that a bond between a woman and a man should be preserved, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, after a lot of protesting and gay marriage and all this stuff, it finally got done, and it's the law of the land now. And gay marriage.
Well, she's done that on a lot of issues. Like, she's grown on that, though, right?
What?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but she supports marriage equality for all, and she said the Iraq war was a mistake.
Yeah. She's a flip-flopper, you know, and she'll say anything to become president. Yeah.
You know what? Bernie Sanders should sell flip-flops as a campaign thing, and it should have pictures of Hillary Clinton inside on the sole part, like beach sandals, like flip-flops. Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. Well, actually, when I went to the rally of Bernie Sanders and I went to Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, that's the rally I went to. I saw one of the guys with a sign. He had a picture of Bernie Sanders as Batman and Hillary Clinton as Two-Face. And, you know, what they meant with Two-Face is they meant flip-flop.
Well, they could have a picture, like a pair of flip-flops. One has a picture of her on it, you know, and not the best picture, of course. And then the other one would have, like, a list of everything she's flip-flopped on, like NAFTA. Then, you know, the drug war, marriage equality, that's against the kind of treating people like equal rights under the law. Either, you know, everyone is treated equally under the law, or then you don't have, you know, a fair and equal society. So that's just common sense. And it took her a while to get on with that. And then the bailouts in Wall Street, the Iraq war, this new trade deal, the TPP, I mean, and these are all big blockbuster things that, you know, the Patriot Act, you know, so, yeah, that could be a big campaign thing. Flip-flopper. I mean, just make it so, like, it sticks. Like, Donald Trump, like, one good thing he does is he kind of defines people. Like, he defined Jeb Bush as, like, low energy. Like, maybe you could just define Hillary as flip-flopper or something and sell these Hillary Clinton flip-flops and then have on one shoe her picture and then another shoe like just all the different issues that she's flip-flopped on.
Here's the thing between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton have been to Donald Trump's wedding. There's pictures of that. Even Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton had played golf with Donald Trump. And, of course, Bill Clinton has not played once, not twice, but three times golf with Donald Trump. So they're good friends. They're like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump are like buddies, you know. So it's not if they're going against each other, do you think it's going to be definitely Democrats versus Republicans or like are they both on the same side?
No. Course, and when Donald Trump,
just to look good in front of TV, of course they will attack each other just for fun. But you got to see that part. Go ahead.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I think that Donald Trump, like when he, like I'm sure if it was Hillary versus Donald Trump, he would, you know, tweet crazy things in the debates. He would just probably say some very, you know, probably chauvinistic type and politically incorrect things that like really sting, and people will feel empathy for Hillary and all that, but she probably doesn't care at all. She probably doesn't care at all. It doesn't bother her one bit. And you know who actually has higher percentage in polls against, she probably enjoys all that stuff. I mean, because she knows as long as she wins is all that she cares about. But
well, here's the thing. I mean, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Donald Trump can attack Hillary Clinton a lot more easier on all these things. You know, Hillary Clinton has, you know, screwed up so many things. So easy. It's so easy to attack Hillary Clinton. But if it was Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump, there wouldn't be too much of stuff to attack Bernie Sanders on. In fact, they don't even bother to attack Bernie Sanders. They hardly don't. The only thing they seem to say on national television about Bernie Sanders is that she's a socialist, and that's it. But when it comes to Hillary Clinton, it's so easy to attack her. They do it all the time.
And you know what's the perception out there? And it's because the perception is this way because it's always the loudest people who, you know, kind of control the framing of things. I mean, so many there's been Gallup polls where the majority of people think the minimum wage should be raised, and that goes for Republicans as well. And whether you believe in that or not, you have to, you know, recognize the polls and what people believe in. And that's Republicans. That's Republicans. That's not, you know, of course, Democrats.
They don't know how to control inflation. Right here in America, we do really bad in controlling inflation. We suck at controlling inflation. We can't control it. That we have to raise minimum wage all the time. I mean, we've been doing that already for a couple of years. I mean, but anyways, I mean, of course we're also raising minimum wage. Look at the way the 1%, you know, has a lot of money compared to the 99%. You know, I mean, the wealth distribution in America is way out of whack. I mean, and look at the Lehman Brothers and Goldman Sachs, the way they played dirty and stole lots of money. And Goldman Sachs put his money in the Cayman Islands, avoid tax evasions, you know. I mean, they don't pay taxes and they get bailouts. I mean, obviously, there's something wrong.
Yeah, those are the welfare queens. I mean, maybe, like, regular people wouldn't need to be on welfare and get food stamps and stuff if the big welfare queens stopped doing what they're doing, you know. I mean, in a sense, you could say, like Bernie made the argument the other day. I saw a speech he did in Wisconsin a couple days ago, and it was really, really good. And he made the point that, and I've heard others make this point too, but because the biggest block of people that have to get food stamps work at Walmart because Walmart doesn't pay them enough to eat, they we're actually subsidizing Walmart, and I'm sure we do in lots of different other ways as well. And Hillary Clinton was on the chairman, you know, on the board of directors of Walmart, I believe. And, so that's where she is. She's like right there. And Bernie doesn't mention that she was one of the, you know, chairs, but she was.
You look at the wealthy. I mean, the wealthy, they've been acting in such a greedy way. I mean, they get all these, like I said, tax breaks, you know, and, you know, they get bailouts. And what did they do with it? I mean, even, I can't remember the name of the company. But anyways, What I do know for sure, it's the we had a whack. I mean, look at when you go to a restaurant and you have to tip the waitress, right? You have to tip the waitress because she doesn't make enough money because her employers don't want to pay her enough to make a decent living. So they kind of make it where they want the people to pay the wages of the waitress instead of her employer. It's kind of the same thing when you look at the government between the American taxpayers paying their taxes and big companies not paying their taxes. It's kind of the same way when you look at that. You know what I mean? When you go to a restaurant.
Yes, yes, and except those big companies. And when you add it all up, it is on a grand scale. I mean, so I believe in – now, I believe, like, you know, there should be good public options, and I believe in, you know, entrepreneurship. I think it should be easier for people to create jobs. I think, you know, in education, they should teach people about business and jobs and accounting and all that. But I do think, you know, the system is rigged, like Bernie Sanders says, and the stock market's rigged. People have such an unfair advantage that they don't deserve at all. I mean, they are born completely with a silver spoon in their mouth that is, you know, taken from the government, from the people. They get contracts. They pay politicians to give them special deals. They own a lot of politicians who are, like, embedded inside, you know, different departments like the FDA and all that, and then they make it harder for their competitors to compete. I mean, so there's a lot of corporate cronyism, and the only candidate that, you know, would address it or send a message, which without, I don't think, making things worse, but making things better, would be Bernie Sanders.
Yes, of course, Bernie Sanders, exactly. And you look at, you know, why people are not making enough money and they're broke and blah, 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 you know, and the studies have shown that at the workplace, right, that more, for some reason, more people are more open to talk about sex than they are to talk about how much money they make. If you ask them, like, if you ask your coworker, like, you know, how much money you make, let me see your paycheck, they'll be offended. They don't even want to tell you that. You talk about, hey, you got laid last night, and they'll be like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, our culture is so screwed up. And
so how do you get people to think for themselves? Because what you're saying is, what you're describing is people that are programmed that are allowing themselves just to regurgitate stuff that they've heard instead of being cool, calm, collected, and thinking for themselves. And because when people think for themselves, I think most people are pretty reasonable. It's just that when they become part of the mob or they – just say
that,
things that make them feel good, you know, for the wrong reasons.
And that's what the study shows. And in fact, if more people were a lot open on how much they were getting paid at work, and you actually knew what your coworkers were getting paid, I think there would be a lot more discussion on how the equal pay should be done among the employees. I mean, when you're working and you don't know what other people are making, you're just you have no idea what is the right pay that you should be getting. And that's the problem. You get a job and you don't know what's the right pay that you should be getting because you don't know what the other people are making.
And there's a lot of, the thing is, most people recognize that in the system that we have, at least right now, there should be a minimum wage increase. Even Republicans do that. So if you believe in democracy, even, I mean, how can Republicans get away with saying, like, you know, no, we shouldn't raise the minimum wage. And you know, when that's the perception, like they're saying it like they're the majority, but they're not at all. And that's the same thing that makes people think that Hillary has a better chance to win as Bernie. The majority of people, the same polls that show Republicans support a minimum wage increase are the same polls that show Bernie has a much greater chance to beat Trump than Hillary does. But somehow people don't seem to always recognize. I think more and more are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, if they had more control on price fixing and, you know, and a lot more control on all that inflation, then they wouldn't need to raise the minimum wage. But of course, the minimum wage does need to be raised because people don't make enough money, you know.
Well, I would go even so I don't agree with Bernie on some things, but you know what? I still think he's the best choice. Like, personally, in some ways, I'm very much a libertarian. In other ways, I do think we should have a public bank. Like, I think the Federal Reserve should be, it should make it a public-owned bank. And I think to take control of inflation, the money supply is generated into the economy by giving everyone a guaranteed annual income of about, I don't know, $15,000 or something. And there's no more money generated in besides that, distributed evenly. Now, it can trickle up. Some people can become very rich. If they offer services that people need, people will give them their money. And so it's not communist at all. This is like hyper-capitalism. But and I do think there should be allowed competing currencies if people still want to work for, gold or whatever they want to do, if they want to barter or whatever. But this would be the government greenback system. And, based on the population is based on the money that comes in. And that way we could get rid of Social Security. We could get rid of Medicare. We could get rid of the minimum wage. We could get rid of tons of red tape because we know everyone's going to have this minimum amount. And then the people who are rewarded should be rewarded. And it's a system that trickles up instead of trickling down. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know, of course, if you look at the, minimum wage problem, then, I mean, our tax dollars, literally, like, if you kind of think about it, it's kind of like the wealthy literally grab, like, let's just say you're homeless. And you got a cup and people drop quarters and pennies in your cup and you're sitting there homeless. Let's just say somebody, a wealthy guy comes over and just grabs money from your cup and puts it in his pocket. That's kind of what the wealthy do with our taxes, with our tax money, you know. And
already,
so you've got.
We already give it away. I mean, we give it away in the billions to certain people, you know.
Exactly.
If you get a contract worth, $10 billion to make hats, is that considered welfare? If your cousin, like, is a congressperson or something like that, I mean, you do some work for it, but you get profit and you probably just hire other people to do the actual work. So, I mean, how is that not just as much welfare, except what I'm saying is in a more fair way? I know we're probably a long ways to getting to that place, but, you know, minimum wage and stuff are just steps to that. It could branch off in lots of different ways, but, arguments here, because we have about 3 minutes left. So any final points to mention that you'd like to mention, go ahead.
Well, the point is that, the number one problem in any system, you look at communism, socialism, capitalism, fascism, etc. List goes on. I mean,
90 seconds.
Number one problem is money. It's all money and corruption. Corruption money is number one problem because that leads to unnecessary wars, leads to unnecessary distribution, leads to unnecessary laws. The list goes on. So we got to get money out of politics. That's the number one thing.
Yeah, it is all about money. And yes, money in politics. I agree. I think we should have a public election channel. If you have a statistical chance to win, you should be in all the debates, etc. And if people had a guaranteed annual income, then people could contribute evenly at the beginning. And to prevent it conglomerating too much. I do think if someone dies with a lot of money, they should give a certain amount, but that should be taxed or something. But anyways, have a good evening, and good to talk to you. And thanks for listening to Philosophy Show. Take care.
All right. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
There were some clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much.